Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, July 25th, 2021, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute Studio. And good morning. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our intrepid listeners. Well, Ed, it's been a good week for me. I hope for you as well. And this past week, what catches my mind the most is the fact that all of the patients, all of my friends and patients are ready to get back to their normal lives. I'm not going to talk about the news. I'm going to try not to talk about what's on the news. But it's been a COVID-free week, and we're not seeing cases in the office, which is really nice. And the patients are all saying they want to get rid of their masks. They want to go back to a normal life. And that is what I'm hearing. And again, I will remind everybody, the opinions that I share and Ed shares are ours and ours alone, not of the producer or of my employer. But I still have First Amendment rights to speak my mind. Do I not, Ed?
You have 100% along with everyone else. And it is frustrating with many of the still censorship of anyone who has a different opinion seems to be under the thumb of somebody, or they're wanting to be, to push us down.
Mm-hmm. Weren't you censored?
I am still supposedly lifelong censored on Facebook and Instagram on 3 of my accounts.
And now you know the White House had a hand in that.
Absolutely.
Isn't that nice?
It can be infuriating. I'm not going to let it destroy my quality of life, but it is not getting any better, let me say. And things will, I dream of the day when it switches back to a more common sense. What happened to the world that you can't debate different opinions?
Exactly. I mean, we debate different opinions here. It's nice. You get smarter when you do that. You know, I want to know contrary opinions to my own. I don't care if it is politically, ideologically, medically, it doesn't matter to me. Tell me something I don't know. We'll talk about it. And it does not offend me. I'm not going to censor your free speech if you disagree with me. I want to hear your point of view. Why do they want to do that, Ed?
Let's see. I wonder why. And it seems so much like the old book burning days, except it's in a different technique now. And, no one is able anymore to really speak to the masses about the truth. I mean, we're being told, get your vaccination. It's safe and effective. Well, it is pretty safe. It is pretty effective, but nothing's 100%. At least let everyone have a debate in regard to that, because even on the numbers, and you're right, as far as Nutrition World, you know, I'm getting, of course, people are being really concerned about the Delta variant. One thing about the Delta variant that I have observed, and you tell me if you have seen this, it is more contagious, but it's less risky, and it's more like the flu. That seems to be it.
Yeah, for most people, it's just a mild respiratory illness, mm-hmm. but it is highly infectious. Mm-hmm. Go back 5 years. Would we shut down the country or even consider it for a cold? I did not just say that the Delta variant is a cold. I'm just throwing it out of thought. Mm-hmm. If you had a highly infectious cold, would you talk about mass population changes, shutting down the country? You know, Gavin shutting down, he didn't shut down California, but in addition to his universal income, of course, he reinstated their mask mandate. But would you have done that 5 years ago?
Never.
Exactly.
Never.
But
ever,
is it infectious? It's highly infectious.
Yep.
Yes. You know, but anyway, yeah, I hesitate to share openly all the views here, but I do inside the rooms with my patients. But the good thing is I find that the vast majority, I'd say 99% of the people here, anyway, my patients are not concerned about the Delta variant. They're not worried about the mm-hmm. Delta variant. Most have been vaccinated, and it does protect you. And it does, you know, vaccination protects you against hospitalization and severe illness. So yeah, get your vaccination. It's a good thing to do, and I've gotten mine. Mm-hmm. But the mass hysteria, I really see a smokescreen to cover up the progressive cognitive deficits in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. At least on the media, that's what I'm talking about. And yes, people, I'm not a huge fan of big government. I'm not a huge fan of the media telling me what to think.
And you're not alone, my friend. And I looked this couple days ago, the CDC, when you try to evaluate the real risk or death rates from a certain disease, let's say COVID or any disease, it can get, the waters can get muddied pretty quickly based on how and the numbers, how you interpret it. But to me, the ultimate kind of number is when the CDC, which reports very accurately, there's no way you can fudge this number, is total deaths from all causes. Well, guess what? In 2019, total deaths, all causes in this country was 2.8 million people. 2018, 2.8 million people. 2020 in December, 2.8 million people. We haven't had an increase in total death rate from all causes.
Was that the Harvard study you're looking at?
It's just simply the CDC numbers off their site.
I can't remember the study now. I think it was Harvard, but they did that last year and realized, the death rates haven't actually changed. That was during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I mean, just for population growth, but no significant increase in overall death rates. They just all got reassigned,
and you can't put a spin on the total numbers. You can put a spin on everything else. So people, please, I encourage you to think and not be told what to think. To change the subject real fast, I will say for my week personally, I went to my buddy, Dr. Terry Smith. I don't know if you know him, but I've been practicing medicine as you for about 35 years. Got my flight physical.
Yes, I saw that on Facebook, I think, actually.
I get real nervous about those things because, you never know. With a flight physical, heck, a skip heartbeat, and you could not ever fly again because I'm not going to do backflips and go through all this cardiology testing. If one little bump in the road comes up, I probably would not fly. Well, I passed with flying colors, and I was
no pun intended,
and I'm back in the air again and feel good for two more years with this.
Awesome.
But one thing I wanted to say, and I know you know some of us can give better advice than take it themselves, I am not good about checking my blood pressure because I just don't want to think about it as many of your patients. Well, I have to before the flight physicals. And I've always been a guy who's ran about 135 over 89. That's just been my standard for a long time. Well, I checked it 3 days before I go to the physical, checked it multiple times. 126 over 67 was
nice.
My average. Now, I really attribute that to the supplements I take. One, a lot of magnesium, a lot of the right amount of D. But there was a study that came out a couple weeks ago on high resistance muscle strength training. And it was a study of a good large amount of people, and it showed an average reduction of blood pressure of 9 points and cognitive improvement. Now, we're talking very high intensity weight training, which is what you and I both do. We're not talking just doing high reps with low weights. And I know when we were here with Dr. Lasar and Allison Bailey, she was talking about the high intensity training and what the benefit it is for the heart. As we age, I think people shy away from that because they're afraid of injuries. I encourage people to not do that. Aerobics by itself will not do what high intensity does. And that's why we need to find good trainers like the people at Gold's. I love the guys over there. They do a wonderful job. Mackie Pierre at my business, been there 19 years. He especially works with senior citizens. And first session is free. So contact us at Nutrition World if you're interested.
And I hated that I disagree a little bit with Dr. Bailey in that she loves her exercise plan, but I say mix the cardio with the high intensity.
Oh, I do too.
I do both.
No, you need it. To me, it's a 70-30, and I don't need a lot of. I actually have fear of too much cardio because I have such a fast metabolism. I can lose weight too easily. So, and my hip's been an issue. I will say, thankfully, the hip has turned the corner, and I'm at least 50% better.
I'm so glad.
And thank you. And it's been an 8-month journey. I'm going to a chiropractor. I'm going to my physical therapist. I'm going to Mackie. And I'm doing about all I can do at this point, and it's working. And I'm sleeping again, and I just, it's like a whole new life. It really is.
Well, I've been concerned for you. I notice you're not limping, though.
Nope.
Just makes me happy.
End of the day, I am, but used to it was 24/7.
Well, at our age, we often limp at the end
right.
of the day.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, I want to make sure we remind people the Victory Run, which is the Vascular Institute's 5K, 10K fun run, is going to be September 11th, and it's a wonderful cause for raising awareness and money to help prevent amputations and treat the vascular disorders for people who cannot afford it. So please, if you're interested in this type of exercise, the Victory Run is going to be September 11th, and you can look it up on Vital Health Radio Facebook or social media. And did you eat anywhere new this week?
Let me think about that. I know I did. You tell me yours, and I'll try to remember mine.
It wasn't too new. I did not go back to Local Goat, which I'm embracing, endorsing very highly because they use 98% all local ingredients. Love that philosophy. I did go to Gilman Grill because I went and did the float tank. And in fact, if you look at my skin, I actually still have the salt on it because I did not take a shower last night. I just washed my hair, and I'm going to go after this and do that. But I love the float tank, and Gilman Grill had the best grass-fed burger I think I've ever had in Chattanooga.
I do remember, and it's been a week ago. I went to Choo Choo Barbecue, So I'd never been there before. It's right down the street from my office, but small place, really good food. But no, we keep going back to Food Works. Love that place.
I got to go there because I used to enjoy it. And
I've had several business meetings there at night.
Uh-huh.
Wonderful, wonderful food and service.
That's what we need to talk about because that's not always applicable to all the places we go. Well, guess what? It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to a physician about a video program that is going to help empower people in regard to dementia. So that's a big topic for me, too. I love studying the implications of what we can do to prevent and also to minimize some of the effects nutritionally. So we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Green, and got a very interesting interview on ways and different education methods about dementia. And, you know, before I even introduce her, I've been, you know, running Nutrition World for 43 years, and one of the biggest concerns of so many of our older clients is the lacking memory, being diagnosed with Alzheimer's, not having the ability to self-care. It is probably one of the most feared things in society. And so today we've got Dr. Kleinman from CHI Memorial Center for Healthy Aging. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is a geriatrician?
So a geriatrician is an internist or a family medicine doctor who did an additional year or two of fellowship in just geriatrics, studying geriatric syndromes like dementia, urinary incontinence, falls, gait instability, to be able to care for our seniors a little bit better.
I love that because I think that's been, I won't say a missing loop in the healthcare system, but I know it needed to be improved on. And of course, I come from a different whole world than, say, you and Dr. Green. I'm all about still supplying the body with and the brain with the right nutrients, too, like omega-3s and vitamin D, but also all the other factors from exercise and sleep and the management of their drugs. Well, I'm certainly not trying to speak for you. But what I love about what you're going to talk about today is I pretty much wake up in the morning for one purpose, and that's to hopefully educate and empower people how they can improve their health in especially very safe ways. So you're going to be talking about a free educational video series that people can log on to. Tell me more about that.
So we had a wonderful opportunity through the state of Tennessee. We received a grant to help with their initiative to create a dementia-friendly community. We created an online series that is free to everybody and available on demand at any time if you're up at 2 in the morning to help them learn more about the full journey that is encompassed in dementia. It ranges from the initial video, which is by me, talking about the different types of dementia and why it's important to differentiate them. Then it moves on to our neurologist, Dr. Matthew Causey, and he talks about advanced diagnostic techniques, different treatment options that are currently available, and what's going on in research right now. Then it moves on to Amy French, who is a social worker at the Alzheimer's Association, and she actually has a caregiver that she talks about caregiver burden with and how to deal with that. The following videos are with the Chambliss Elder Law Firm, and they talk about advanced care planning in the setting of dementia and the different nuances that can go on with that. And then the following video I really am very proud of is Dr. Heron, our psychiatrist at Memorial, talks about dementia-related behavioral problems. I think that's a pretty unique thing because we don't see psychiatrists do a lot of community education. So I think that one's especially important to watch. And the final video, which has not yet been released but will be released on Thursday, is Dr. Greg Phelps talking about the end stages of dementia and what to expect in the final year.
I love that. Man, what a comprehensive a lineup of educational materials. And I'm so, you know, I really sense that the world is changing as far as, and I think COVID may have been helpful to that, to, again, empower patients with more of their own self-care and advice and knowledge from people who are respected and trained as yourself and these people. I know, you know, we're going to be dealing here. I mean, this whole segment's going to be people 50 and over. And some of those are not as tech savvy as the younger generation. I lucked up and kind of fell into it first, you know, headlong first early on. In fact, I always tell the story when I brought my computer home. First computer ever bought was in Brainerd Village, a local place, Computer Connection. I took it home, and my wife at that time said, "That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen you do. Who in the world needs a computer?" Well, it wasn't long she realized that was not a good statement. But as far as so the people who did miss out on the learning curve of that, how difficult is this going to be? And tell some details of how they can and what they need to do to log on to this.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, assuming that all older adults are not computer savvy is really a false assumption. I have like an 85-year-old who loves to play her Xbox all the time. I've seen a 90-year-old cardiologist who was able to get on the electronic medical records and become a super user while 40-year-olds struggled. So computer knowledge is a very vast. And, well, a lot of seniors can't do it. Some can. But the ones that can't luckily have caregivers that can help them access it. But I feel like these videos are pretty accessible. Even my own parents accidentally found them on YouTube. I have no idea how they did. But you can just go on YouTube and search for it. It is available through links on the Memorial Facebook site as well as on the Memorial main page. If you go to our geriatrics page, there's a link through that. There's a vast array of ways to get on it.
I love that because it does sound like you've made it very, very simple. I know I have a separate podcast called The Holistic Navigator, and I have a lot of seniors. The word podcast scares them when I say, well, you can access this, and when in fact it shouldn't. But I think you've put it together in a way that's going to be so user-friendly, and you're right. If they are not comfortable, most people have at least one person around that can push the buttons for them. How long, are on average, is each video?
They're about 30 to 45 minutes a piece, so just long enough for you to, you know, eat a bag of popcorn.
And so you're the number one. You're the first one, right?
I am the number one, and I made a few appearances in the other videos.
Good. And on the one, you first one is the dementia umbrella, and you're going to talk about the types of different categorizing the different dementias. Is that what that will be?
Yeah, that is, because a lot of people just assume that all dementia is Alzheimer's. And so we go through the different types of dementia. And I think that people are becoming more aware of the different types, which is really interesting as a physician to have people come in and say, do you think this is Lewy body? And I'm like, how do you know what Lewy body dementia is? I'm really impressed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a scary one for sure. Now, you see this more often than certainly I would. Don't you feel that Alzheimer's is the number one fear of most? And how is Alzheimer's being diagnosed? I know it's not that easy. Is it? Tell us more about that.
So, yeah, Alzheimer's is always the biggest fear and is the most common type of dementia. So to diagnose Alzheimer's, it's diagnosed based on the clinical course itself and ruling out different types of dementia through testing, lab work, imaging. There is a definitive imaging diagnostic, but it's currently only available in research for right now, which is a PET scan with an amyloid tracer, which identifies the plaques for Alzheimer's. It's about 99%. Effective. So that in the future we'll be able to diagnose people, but until we have really good treatment options, I don't see that as being a mainstay yet.
So that test would pick up the beta amyloid deposits?
It does.
Wow.
It does. There's three different tracers currently available.
So if at this moment someone wanted that test, is it available?
It is not, okay. Only through research. There is a big study going on through the American College of Radiology with Medicare to look at whether or not Medicare should approve that, if it's going to be cost effective to be able to do those, if it will or won't change the course of treatment.
Do you find that people who embrace an exercise program fairly intensity-wise, is that helpful to help maintain some or slow some of the losses down?
So we say to everybody that what is healthy for your heart is healthy for your brain. So lifelong healthy habits of exercising and eating a low-fat diet have been shown to decrease your chance of developing dementia. But it's important to start early with those things. You can't just decide at 60 that you're going to break habits of eating McDonald's all your life and being a couch potato. It's a constant lifelong battle of getting back on track every time that you fall off track.
Yeah, I love that because You know, I speak of this often, that we have all a window of opportunity for health and healing. And I never would say someone doesn't have hope, but it does lessen the more years and Father Time taps on our shoulder. As far as the gene for Alzheimer's, the APOE4, I know that I talk a lot about that in regard to if we can silence that gene through intermittent fasting, it really seems to reduce some of the risk. And I'm a huge believer in picking a 10-hour window of eating and a 14 of not. What's the traditional research pointing to as far as fasting and APOE4?
I'm not personally familiar with any research going on in that. You know, there is a lot of intermittent fasting research right now, currently in bench research with mice studies, the most effective one being the longevity diet that has been shown to be the most effective for weight loss and long-term benefits. But I think we're kind of still in a bench research mode for all of that.
And I suppose that the same common sense advice has always been around, which is keep the mind active. I'm sure that still plays a vital role, just like it would in the gym for your heart, of doing something that challenges the thinking process. Is that still obviously great advice?
It is. I mean, you constantly want to remain stimulated and be socializing with others, because if you sit at home 24/7 and you're not talking to anybody, you're not even practicing your language skills. So your vocabulary could decline. All those cognitive connections can decline. Being cognitively stimulated all the time is very vital, and it's vital too for our emotional well-being. As you age, you're more likely to develop depression because you see people getting older, passing away around you. If you stay busy, you have less time to think about those things and to have that happen.
Yeah, you know, a sense of community is one of the major needs that we have for our longevity and our happiness and joy in life. And you know, COVID, the lockdowns have certainly showed us with stark evidence the implications of isolation. I know people who are between 45 and 55. I don't know if they'll ever rebound. They seem to have gone down socially as far as their ability to connect the brain neurons, perhaps, for that communication. Well, Dr. Kleiman, tell people here the last minute, how do they get this to start to get to these videos that you have, and also they can also know that at Nutrition World, we'll have that information too in case they forget it. So let them know how they can access this.
So they can go to the CHI Memorial Facebook page and click through one of the postings about our videos. It is reposted at least once a week. And through the link, they'll be able to access all of them. Or they can go to the CHI Memorial website, and there will be a link through the Center for Healthy Aging section.
I love that. And, you know, it's one of the blessings of technology is the fact that we can access more information at our fingertip today than probably an entire library would have had back up in the 70s. And even with that being in the library, we couldn't access it. But it's a blessing that we can empower ourselves. Thank you so much for doing it, Dr. Kleiman, and for speaking to us today at Vital Health Radio.
Thank you for having me.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about your health and nutrition. That plus some ideas that I've got coming up on my notes that it will be interesting. Again, talking about my sleep, some of the insomnia things, and some of the tips that I have found that's been helpful to me. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And that was an interesting conversation with Dr. Kleinman on dementia.
You know, I agree, and I was very quiet. Sorry, folks, but I was enjoying listening, actually, to Ed and Dr. Kleinman discuss things. You know, Ed, I was thinking, what supplements could we talk about that can improve cognition, focus, memory? What can people do?
Well, you know, there's a physician named Dr. Dale Bredesen, and he's written, I think, one of the most amazing books. And he has a protocol for Alzheimer's that has the most comprehensive approach that I have seen. And he actually does what I believe in wholly in my whole life, which is look into the reasons why and how something happens is the only true way to help alleviate it. So the research really shows there's 17 mechanisms that create beta amyloid and Alzheimer's. We have one drug. It would be like 17 holes in the roof of your house, and you have the ability to patch one. That means there's 16 holes left. Bredesen is light years ahead of most traditional thinking on Alzheimer's, and he's done a remarkable job to help slow the progression of it through the use of basic blood testing, not a basic like your physical, but it's a list in the book, and we have people coming to our Nutrition World to get blood testing based on his protocol. At that point, then you know what part of the equipment is breaking down as far as your chemistry, and generally you can address it with nutritional therapies. But it's very vital that you get the blood work. That's the only way you can really know and be empowered to do that. I did do a podcast on The Holistic Navigator just 4 weeks ago with a physician on testing your brain your neurotransmitters, and it was so interesting. This lady was extremely knowledgeable. This does apply also to depression, insomnia, and some dementia. And this lady, Dr. Vanessa Pavey, speaks about this simple urine test that you can do. You have to order it. It comes to your house.
Well, let me ask you this. How do you test a neurotransmitter in your brain with urine?
It's actually, you're not testing the neurotransmitters. You're testing the markers for those neurotransmitters.
Okay, because you really can't measure
those
things.
You're exactly right. Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because if you could test that, they would have started testing it in 1940. And
you can do
can't.
PET scans and look at activity right. like that, but it's very complicated.
But this, a marker is like evidence of something else happening, where you can't actually see the actual component, but you can see the precursor to it. And we know enough now that if you have certain markers that are, say, too high or too low, that strongly indicates that a certain neurotransmitter is too high or too low. It's not like looking at iron where we're going to get an exact number, but we can see a trend through this. I did this test on my daughter 3 years ago, and it was pretty darn amazing and informative, and they've improved it since 3 years ago. I will be the guinea pig again. I've ordered my own kit, and I'm going to check out my neurotransmitters. I was going to do my daughter, but because she's pregnant, that's going to throw probably an alteration into that, so I'm not going to do that.
Well, probably the most important risk factor, though, is family history.
Yep, family history, and of course that a lot sometimes is some genetically driven things, and again, I think lifestyle can affect either positively or negatively the expression of a gene, like we talked about with APOE4, which is one of the biggest risk factors for forming beta amyloid in the brain, and intermittent fasting can silence that gene pretty significantly. But also checking omega-3 levels. I mean, omega-3 is what half the brain fat is made of, and it is surrounds the neurons, and that's what allows communication within the brain itself. But I think exercise still is, if there's a fountain of youth, it's exercise. Even though I totally take tons of nutrients, rely on them heavily, and I think we need them, I still believe being active, having a sense of community, and leading a clean life, even if you don't take any supplements, will be advantageous. Look at the blue zones. I mean, Allison Bailey talked about that, the cardiologist, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I'm a huge fan of looking at cultures that live a long, healthy life and learn from them.
Well, you can't go wrong with exercise and a healthy lifestyle, for sure. The only risk is an injury at the gym.
Yeah, that's true, which I'm raising my hand on that one. That's probably the bigger reason why I've been hobbling around on my hip.
But you're doing better, but you just can't go wrong with that. How about things to sharpen focus? I got a lot of that in the office, and I've recommended things like lion's mane, and recently you helped me discover Focus R, I think is the name of it, Focus-R, and it's very effective.
You know, you got two different classes of nutritional supplements for brain activity. You got one that is more falls like in the Bredesen approach, which is we're going in and trying to rebalance something that's out of harmony so that it can work better, which is basically healing it. And then you got the other class, which is quick acting. Quick acting's I love too, because if I need to think quickly, like maybe last week I had a podcast at 10 a.m. and I, didn't have as much sleep as I wanted. Well, about 9:15, one of the stronger things, believe it or not, is the essential oil rosemary. They have done studies on rosemary in students, and it is so conclusive that it gives you a couple hour boost of quick thinking. And what you do is I put it on my inside of my wrist because it soaks into the bloodstream. And then secondly, I smell it. And if you get a really high quality brand like Pranarom, we sell, it is a prescription in France. It's so potent. And so that's certainly simple. You could do that for your children even.
And I have done it for my youngest.
There you go. Because no one would be concerned of that. Now, I don't like seeing teenagers use strong mental stimulants, but lion's mane is both long-term and short-term. But there's things that are stronger, like vinpocetine, DMAE. Sometimes I will, and believe it or not, I'm not recommending this, but Dave Asprey, who is a biohacker, is what he calls himself. He made tons of money on an invention of bulletproof coffee, and he's spending the rest of his life determining how can we age slower and live to be 120. His whole motto is, I'm living to 120, and I'm going to be healthy until 119. I don't know about that, but he's spent a lot of effort to do it. Well, he talks about nootropics. Nootropics are the word for things that stimulate the brain thinking. And once in a blue moon, he says, use nicotine. Use a nicotine, a little packet, and you put it in your mouth. You don't smoke, because the smoke's what's really damaging. But he says many of the great pieces of literature in the past, you almost always find those people smoked. Almost always. Because nicotine does kick the brain cells in. It kills you in other ways, as we know, especially smoking. But occasionally, if you did a gum or something else once a week, it's not going to. I always keep that in my back toolbox. I don't use it, but it's cool to know those things. But nutritionally, we've got some other great goodies too that you have to experiment with. Some of them can make you nervous, so you have to be a little cautious.
Yeah, any stimulant. Yeah, I can't endorse the nicotine one, though.
I know. No, I'm not endorsing it. I'm just throwing it out as an interesting concept. I mean, if I'm having to fly my airplane somewhere and I'm exhausted, heck yeah, I'll do a nicotine little thing in my mouth, because it's life and death to have a sharp brain.
Well, I can't argue with you there.
There was a study I was really interesting that I looked at this week of 386,000 people, and the average age was 58. And the reason I found it interesting was because we know a lot of people have arrhythmias in their heart and tachycardia, fast heartbeats. I mean, you see that all the time, I'm sure, Dr. Green. And we worry about coffee. is coffee going to make us worse or make us better or not do anything? Well, most people feel it would make you worse because it's a stimulant. But they did this study of 386,000 people and found that on 2 cups of coffee to 3 cups of coffee, 78% of those who consumed it had less arrhythmias. Isn't that odd?
Well, yeah, I'll have to differ with that one as well. So the most common, I hate to call it an arrhythmia, but arrhythmia would be premature beats, PACs, mm-hmm. PVCs, and we always tell people to avoid stimulants.
Right.
Stimulants do increase those.
But
coffee, there's never been a study that shows that coffee is dangerous. That's a good thing.
Right. Bingo.
There are actually health benefits mm-hmm. to coffee. But yeah, we tell people silly stuff like avoid stress. Well, how the heck do you do that? So about the only thing you can do to reduce those things is lower your caffeine, mm-hmm. nicotine, sleep more, which is kind yes. of hard, and avoid stress, which I'm still trying to figure out how to do, you know, but mm-hmm. stress is part of life. But yeah, premature beats. I do have one child with a fast arrhythmia, and she has to avoid all stimulants like that. So no, the nicotine and caffeine will increase your risk of an arrhythmia.
Yeah, well, interesting. I just love the fact, though, that how much the research on coffee has turned the corner significantly, because coffee has some wonderful health advantages, reduction of Parkinson's disease, but it needs to be organic. I mean, we have local Mayfly coffee at Nutrition World and other coffees. Coffee sprayed with a lot of chemicals.
You said 2 to 3 cups, right?
That's all.
My cup is a half a gallon. Does that count?
They didn't give ounces, but well, 1 cup with 4 shots of espresso would not count as 1 cup, would it? Because I occasionally do that, but not very often. I'm down to just 2 cups a day, and that's pretty much it. I want to real quickly say that we're doing something this week on Tuesday and Thursday at Nutrition World, Tuesday and Wednesday. It's called Caecilia, and this Dr. Hayworth invented this at-home unit, and she's been on Good Morning America and the doctor shows and all these over the years. It's real simple, but it will realign your posture to a point where you literally are a half an inch taller, because you're going to reprogram the muscular structure, and it's something that uses gravity. So you lie down on this face down for about 15 minutes every day, and we measure people at the store. They're coming out to demonstrate it Tuesday and Wednesday, and we always get 1/2 inch of height, and that really sticks if you do it every day. And it's called Caecilia. It's Kacelia. Hmm. And they've been down here about 5 times with us, and the unit's about $399. But look it up, Caecilia, or we have a few slots left open. They're going to do a demo at the store for those 2 days.
So do people come in and do Caecilia there, or do they buy the unit for their
home? Well, they're going to come in those 2 days and take a test run on it. And then if they feel that it was something they would do, then they would purchase it from them at the store. Now, I will be honest. I have one at my house, and I have not used it in 3 years. So it doesn't work if you don't use it.
I'm about to say, I thought you looked a little shorter.
I'll be using it tonight. And, you know, here we are. This Friday will be the blood testing on the last Friday of the month at Nutrition World, and they're doing a thyroid panel. Make sure you don't take biotin if you're going to come in and do it.
Do me a favor with the Caecilia. I was thinking, you know, good posture is a cure for like neck and back pain.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if they've seen a decrease in people with neck and back pain who are using that product.
Absolutely. They really market it for that because, you know, I do go and get adjusted in things, but I like nature to help me, which is gravity.
Well, I don't need to be taller. That's something I don't need. No. But to prevent neck and back pain, I like that.
Bingo. Absolutely. And I will say, you know, here we are. We do have more people worrying about, you know, the virus cropping up a little more. So what do? We empower the tools that we already have, which is a tremendously effective immune system.
You know, I had a patient say that this week, a new patient mm-hmm. who said, you know, I want to empower myself and strengthen my own immune system. How do I do that? That's what I want to do. And I went, I love you. You know, I didn't say that, but I'm thinking that's the proper attitude.
It is. Yes. Don't just look for someone to wave a magic wand. Empower and build your toolbox. And Clint Powell, you know him, I mm-hmm. think, and he's done a lot of podcasting, and I've been on with him many times. And he posted on, I think, Vital Health Radio, the 4 things he has done to keep his immune system going throughout this entire pandemic is the vitamin D, the vitamin C, mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And you and I have talked many times about mushrooms on Vital Health Radio. And then a product called Nutribio Immune that combines about six things. And he does the green drink. And Clint has done really, really well over the period of time. And he does have a weakened immune system. He definitely needs to do things because of that. And I just encourage anyone and everyone to know that you can put make your body like topsoil. Topsoil is what grows the most resistant and resilient and strong plants. Well, that also grows the same immune system. So build your topsoil within your chemistry by your lifestyle, your habits, your sleep, and your nutritional supplementation.
And there, for people who want to do it, there's a great company. I think it's Host Defense. It makes a great immune support mushroom based product.
Bingo. In fact, a friend of mine, Tim, his wife's going through some very serious cancer issues, and her white blood count went down to 0.02.
Oh, that's awful.
Yes. And so he texts me, and I said, the thing I really, really have confidence in is three things. High dosing of vitamin D, pretty high dosing of C, but the number one thing is high dosing of mushrooms. He texts me yesterday, over a period of 10 days, it went from 0.02 to 5.
Seriously?
Yes. And I rarely see it fail because these things build the natural killer cells, the mushrooms, nice, at the right dose. Usually not the dose on the bottle. You have to do a therapeutic dose. And on The Holistic Navigator, I've got three podcasts on this exact topic. So, well, you know what? It is time to take a break. The minutes are flying
by. How fast it goes.
Yes. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to this segment of Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
Well, thank you, Ed, and the Spiritual Moment is brought to you once again by Silverdale Baptist Church. So if you want to learn more, visit their website, SilverdaleBC.com. That's SilverdaleBC.com, or just download their free app. Today, we have an applicable topic. We'll continue this battle against fear. Let's start with just a few verses. First, Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen you and protect you. And Psalm 136, verse 1, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. You know, the faithfulness and goodness and greatness of God is a powerful antidote for the fears we face in our lives on a daily basis. King David learned this over his lifetime, the beautiful reality that God is faithful to those who love him, even when we are not, which we often are not. Like we read a moment ago, his mercies are new every single morning. He truly loves us and is not fazed in the least by our fears. Pastor and author Stephen Furtick wrote that all we really need to know about God was in that simple little prayer we learned as children. God is great, and God is good. Well, he is good and kind, strong, all-powerful, able to love us and care for us and to save and rescue and deliver us from all of our fears and hardships. He is also compassionate, full of mercy, full of grace. His love endures forever, so he cares for us and is quick to listen to our cries for help. So, there's your antidote for fear. His great love, his goodness, his greatness, his perfect faithfulness. Think about these things during the hard times. Let's close with 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
We all appreciate that, Dr. Green, as always. And I am a huge proponent of not always believing my thoughts and trying to take a step back, because sometimes the thinking mind is a pretty good servant and a pretty lousy master. So knowing that sometimes we get the wrong message just because of our own programming of life is something that's helped me immensely. I want to make sure that I mention again, the Victory Run by Vascular Institute is September 11th. It's a wonderful cause for raising awareness and funds to help people that have problems with vascular issues, treatment, care, and amputation prevention. So check out the Victory Run. And it is sponsored by Park Ridge and Vascular Institute.
Well, thank you, Dr. Lassar, for that.
Yes, and also sponsored with Hospice of Chattanooga, Unteal, Karen Collins, MCA Technology, Chili Pepper Ranch, and Guardian Investment. All of those are sponsors of that great run. I'm not running this year, but I'm positive that I can run again some other day. And so next year,
one day we'll do it. Maybe you, me, and Sean. That's our producer people. So Sean Whitfield, I think we need to do that. What do you say?
I love goals. I think we all need them, no matter how many years are under our belt. We need something to work toward. And, you know, I'm constantly trying to challenge myself, at least on certain areas, like flying an airplane, trying to learn more. You know, I fly with my instructor every other week, and I do it because I enjoy learning. Because it's hard to learn a lot by myself in a plane, but I love the feedback of someone who can give me constructive criticism.
Well, let's plan on thinking about, I'm not going to commit to it, doing that race next year.
All right.
What do you say?
A plan.
I promised myself I would never do that again, Ed.
Well, it'd be the 5K. That'd be it.
That works for me.
The product of the month for Nutrition World that I've had more feedback on, though, is maca. It's an herb that helps the libido of men and women. Amazing, amazing. So if any of you have an interest in that, it is spelled M-A-C-A. It is in a box that we sell. You cannot get it online from us. They require us only to sell it in person.
And for women, there are actually two different versions.
Yes. Yeah, it depends on where they are in the menopause area of their life. Well, guess what, my friend? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week again on Sunday at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless week. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.